Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for an awkward Wednesday. Can we all say good morning to Jasmine?
Morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. So what's going on in life right now, Jazz?
Well, I need to have a very awkward conversation with a really good friend of mine.
You didn't go out with her ex-boyfriend or something, did you?
Well, so I found out this past weekend that my ex-fiance just got engaged again.
Okay.
And, you know, I was not expecting to be hit so hard by it, but I was. I kind of lost it. So I called a bunch of friends, see if we could, go out and help me cope. And Nicole was the only one who could make it, which actually was perfect because she just broke up with her girlfriend because of a cheating issue. So we were going to go and have a girls' night out, and we started pre-gaming at her house.
Okay.
And then we never left her house.
And
then, well, from what I can remember, I'm pretty sure we shared more than just drinks.
Wait.
You guys got experimental.
Right? Yeah. Well, for me, yeah. Total, I've never been with a girl before. So.
Oh.
Wow. Hello. Okay. Hold on. We need some different type of music for this one.
Guy.
Hello. Looks like she's trying to get that biscuit. She definitely risked it.
Oh, my. I thought we were done with that.
You're not bisexual?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're more of a trisexual. You just tried it out.
Yeah, I'm straight, but this has never happened before.
I'm straight, too. So, listen. Did you like it?
Okay.
Well, no, it's not that I didn't like it, but I think now, in retrospect, it was a big mistake for me and for us.
Why is that?
Well, I think she's putting way too much store on it because now she sent me flowers to my work.
Just because flowers like you got, Natasha.
So this means she's actually attracted to women, so she's probably hoping to have a chance to further a relationship with you.
She was with a woman, but I have never.
Okay, got it. Well, it makes sense why she would have feelings for a good friend. Obviously, you hooked up, and she's probably going to ask the question, what are we?
Right, and I don't want to have any further pursuits in that area.
I think this happens more than people really think it happens, right?
I completely agree with that. And for the record, Jasmine, I don't think that anything that you've done thus far is wrong or what Nicole is doing.
Right. Aww. Well, you know what? Maybe you can break the ice, make her laugh a little bit. So if she asks you, what are we? You can say, we are farmers. Dun, 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 dun.
Is that how you break the ice?
Break
like,
the
you
ice.
You know what? You're kind of angry right now. I got a song for you, buddy.
I don't know.
What about that song?
That Marshmallow Anne Marie.
Oh, wow. Okay, that I think I'm actually, for a rare time ever, I'm going to agree with Joey here. I think
Thank you.
Farmer's one is a little bit better to go with.
Yeah, the F-R-I, whatever, spelling out that, it kind of rubs it in the face.
What did you say, rubbing in the face? If you know what I'm talking about.
She doesn't like that.
Oh!
Well, let's just call her, man. We can talk till they tell us to get the hell out of the studio, but let's give her a call and see what she... I would lead with that farmer's joke. I would tell you that, remember, to break the ice a little bit. But let's call... What's her name again?
Jasmine. Her name's Nicole.
Her name is Nicole. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's call Nicole and give her the talk that you want to remain friends.
Oh, I already feel that awkwardness, secondhand embarrassment.
So yeah, you have no idea. Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Hold on right there. We're going to get her number from you, and we'll call Nicole, your good friend, and said that was just the wine talking, but you would like to stay and remain friends.
Okay.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Okay, never mind.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and call Nicole and break her little heart.
Aw.
Oh, this Joey? Did I just I feel bad for Joey?
I feel bad for the lesbian.
Oh. Wow. Whoa. So we have to have lesbians on the show for you to feel bad.
Yes. Every morning, if possible. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Okay. Do you feel bad for them or for yourself because you don't get to witness this love story?
What are you talking? I have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. All right, calling Nicole up next, the lesbian. Morning Mess, wow. Live. Okay, so we're back. Very awkward Wednesday. We really feel bad. Wait, let's say good morning to Jasmine. She's still on the line.
Morning, girl.
Hello.
Jasmine, we feel bad for everybody involved with this situation because I don't think anybody is wrong. Do we agree? Yeah. Morning Mess, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a necessary situation, though.
Before we get back to your situation, Jasmine, because we're going to call your friend Nicole. You guys had a little bit too much to drink. You guys hooked up. She's gay. You're not. And you want to put her back in the friend zone, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let's call Nicole up and let her know. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Nicole?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. We do have to let you know we're live on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I know it sounds weird, but we have a little segment where someone called up and wanted to speak to you and shout you out. We hear you're a great person, like really great person.
Hey,
if you know what I'm talking about.
We don't.
Do you mind saying hello to Jasmine?
Yeah. Hey. Hi, Jas. Hey. Oh. Hi. I'm really sorry. I've been so busy this week, and I haven't caught up with you.
It's fine. I mean, I get it. You're busy. We're all busy. You know, just figured you were working a lot. Did you get the flowers?
Yeah, I did. I actually, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
They were beautiful.
Shut up, Joey.
I just think that the other night was a mistake for me, anyway, and I love you as a friend, and that's kind of where I want to go back to, and I feel really badly, and I've been having an awful time figuring out how to bring it up, and I just, wow, I just feel this is hard.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, totally okay. Like, I understand how weird it is. My first time with a girl was super weird, too. It takes a minute because, it's okay. It'll get better. It'll get a lot.
No. See, this is what I was afraid of. No, that was the one and done for me. I'm saying to you that this was a mistake, and I'm sorry, but you're not helping here, thinking that this is going to get better with time, because I'm not doing that again.
No, I get it. It is. It's really scary at first, but I promise you, it does get so much easier,
Hello.
Seriously.
Oh, mm-hmm.
No, you're not hearing me. It was a mistake.
No, I'm hearing you.
Well, she's trying to tell you she's not gay.
I want to go back to being friends if you wanted to, but that is it, Nicole. That's all I got. That's it.
Okay, so you couldn't have just done this off the radio. You had to bring me on the radio. So I guess if we're in a truth-telling mode here, if you weren't such a finicky you still
were
single.
Whoa. Oh, escalated.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I made the chicken shit because I didn't want to bring this up and hurt your feelings. But I don't.
Whatever. You can keep it.
Okay, well, there's obviously a lot of hurt feelings in this phone call, and I'm so sorry. Jasmine obviously is not into women. That's it. That's all.
Well, she was into women.
If there was a moment in time where something happened between two people, and I talk about this all the time. Your sexuality is not so cut and dry. It's not black and white.
She was curious.
Or it was just a moment. Like, you just needed to have that time. Nicole happened to be there, and I think that it's really awesome that she's opening up to you, Nicole, and saying that, hey, this was something that happened, and I want to be honest with you about how I feel about it, and this is it.
It's like sushi. You got to try it before you decide you don't like it.
It's like sushi.
Nicole?
You know what
I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How are we feeling?
I'm feeling really hurt. I hear what you guys are saying. I hear what she's saying. I just feel like it didn't need to be done on the radio.
Right, right. We get that. And Jasmine, you understand that as well, right?
I do. I totally do. Ooh. I get it. I am sorry that I did this way. I'm sorry that I've hurt you.
I need a little bit of time, okay? Is that okay?
Okay.
Can I take a little bit of time to, like, adjust to this, and then we can figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna adjust. I think that's perfect. Give it time.
All right. Well, we love you guys.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Absolutely. In a homosexual and heterosexual kind of way.
Yeah. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Did they hang up? Why can't we have more lesbians on our show every day? Seriously.
You know, I think this is exactly why we don't have
Why? It was
so
fun. They were so cute.
Because you ruin it.
What? They were so cute. It was like a make-you-feel-good moment. Mm. It was awesome.
This is so ridiculous.
Well, Shasta. We can have feel-good moments with or without lesbians.
There you go, Natasha.
How is that even possible?
Besides, you have a homosexual man right here. You have all the feel-good moments right here.
Listen, shouts out to all the lesbians. Listen to The Morning Mess.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.